takes.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Call us right now at 201-209-9368 and say, Ken, take the rest of the night off. After the 15th person says that, Andy Breckman will do the rest of the show all by himself. He's never done that before. He doesn't know how to operate the equipment. It will be extraordinary listening. 201-209-9368. I just need 15 votes saying that I can go home early, and then Andy has to do the rest of the show by himself. What will you do?
Well, you don't want to know. No one wants me to be here alone.
I think everybody wants you to be
I don't want to be here alone. Listeners don't want to hear me alone.
It'll be so interesting. I'll just do a state of the station. It'll just be incredibly boring.
I promise you it won't be interesting. I promise you that.
It's not
going to
be
what
as boring. Not as boring as me.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. I think you should get to go home early.
Thank you. What's your name?
Wait, David.
David from where?
Wait.
From Coney Island, Brooklyn.
Okay, David.
I should explain. Wait, Ken, you really jumped the gun.
I didn't jump the gun. The program has begun. David from Coney Island.
Hold on. Thank you, David.
Hold on.
Tap the brakes, Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, take the rest of the night off.
No, wait.
Who is this?
People.
What's your name?
People.
Michael in Boston.
What is it? Michael in Boston?
Yep.
Okay, Ken. Thank you, Michael.
Ken, tap the brakes. People, if you call and say Ken should go home early, no, if you call and say I can go home early, then I can take the rest of the night off.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Yeah.
If 15 people call and say, Andy, you deserve it. You've entertained us all year.
Well, maybe here's one of those people
we
now.
We owe you. Just say, Andy, take the rest of the night off. Maybe, if 15 people call,
maybe
Ken is giving me permission to leave early.
Maybe this person will say that right now. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Zachary.
Hey,
Zach, you want me, Andy, to leave early? Can I go home early?
Now, Andy, I would love to hear you try to run that board, reverb machine going.
Zach from where?
And enjoy the night off.
Thank you, Zach.
Wait, 201-209-9368. I need 15 people to say, Andy, thank you. Here's how we're going to thank you this
Maybe
year.
Maybe here's somebody
Take the
who's...
rest of the night off. 15 people, and I get to leave early. I don't know what Ken will do. What will you do, Ken? I'd like to hear a state of the station. I wonder what the state of the station is. It looks pretty shabby from here.
Yeah, it's not going to be that interesting. I'll talk about boilers also. Maybe this is somebody who wants to give you the night off.
Yeah,
you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Doing great. Thanks for calling. Hey, do you want Andy to be able to leave early?
No, I would like Ken to leave early.
Ah, what's your name?
Wonderful thing he did during garbage time yesterday at 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
What is your name?
I am Asheville John.
Thank you, Asheville John.
Ken, what did you do? Did you prime the pump this morning?
No,
your little show?
Asheville John is just appreciative of the fact that I interrupted.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You do a show every Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Asheville John.
Am I right?
Oh, you're welcome, Ken. I hope you get to go home early very soon.
No, wait.
Me too.
Wait. I need 15 people to vote for me. 201-209-9368. If 15 people vote for me, I can... I can take the night off, and it would be so appreciated. You don't want me here alone, kids. Believe me.
I think they do. I think that everybody's curious. What would Andy Breckman flying solo sound like? He doesn't know how to operate any of the equipment. What will you do? You don't even know.
It hasn't even occurred to me.
You've got no plan.
I do not have a plan, because 15 people are going to call and say, Andy, pal, brother, take the rest of the night off. 201-209-9368. Let's put a call on.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, say, Andy, take the rest of the night off.
I love the show.
Thanks, brother. It means the world to us. And how are you going to show Andy?
Oh, I'm not.
Your love.
Ken there. This is important.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ken, take the rest of the night off.
Thank you.
You need it.
Thank you. What's your name?
We need a name.
Robin Tinton Falls.
Rob in Tinton Falls. Thank you, Rob.
You must have primed the pump here.
I didn't.
Okay, hold on. I need 15 people. I need to turn this around. We need to turn this game around.
I have six.
No, you have four.
I have five.
You have four. David, Zach, Asheville, and Rob.
You missed Michael from Boston.
No, because he didn't exist.
No, he did exist. I have five.
Okay.
David, Michael, Zach, Asheville, John, and Rob.
I need 15 people to call 201-209-9368. Andy, take the rest of the night off. You know what it means if I get the rest of the night off?
What?
I have dinner with my family, with my teenage kids.
Yeah.
Nothing's more important in their emotional development than that dinner time with the kids.
I don't think your teenage kids want to have dinner with you.
I think I think they're very curious about what it would be like.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I think Andy should go home early.
Yes, that's exactly how you do it. What is your name, my friend?
It's Robert.
There's a place in heaven for you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Where are you from?
Well, now, Andover.
Okay.
Perfect.
Robert from Andover.
Andover is lucky to have you, brother.
Thanks, Robert.
What a great guy.
That's cool. You got one
That's
vote.
How you do it. 201-209-9368. 15 people say I can go home. I'm leaving. And I will be so appreciative from the bottom of my heart.
I just need
you.
10 more people to say that I should go home.
201-209-9368.
Then Andy Breckman will be flapping in the breeze. For 40 minutes.
You're talking about Andy Breckman? The guy that gives and gives, the guy that drives an hour to come. How many times have you come to me to do the show?
I've been here.
You don't ever get in your car and drive an hour to me.
I'm now heading into my 12th hour here. I got here at 7 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, well, you don't want
to
go home.
I would like to go home.
No, you don't want to go home.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam.
My good buddy, Sam. I've always loved you, Sam. I don't know if I've ever expressed it
out
loud.
Sam from Jersey City.
Yeah.
And Sam. Andy, I'm a big fan of your work.
Thanks very much.
And you know what, Andy?
Yes.
Be scared. Be very scared.
Oh, no, Sam. Come on, man.
I'd like to ask Ken to go on and go home.
Thank you, Sam, because you want to hear what Andy will do, right?
Oh, I can't wait.
So do we all. I can't wait either.
I can wait.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, this is bad.
All right, I have 6 now. 6-1.
Okay, I need people to call 201-209-9368. I will listen to what my kids did at school. How was your day today?
How are you?
You get to have that quality time, that bonding time.
You're not selling the listeners on this. What you have to do to sell the listeners on this is tell them about what a wonderful show I will do solo.
What will you do solo?
You can't do it, can you? You cannot do it.
But whatever you do will be more professional and entertaining than anything I can do.
Oh, it'll be the same old crap. It'll be the same old crap I always do.
You're an experienced, professional, polished broadcaster.
Hi, you're on the
I'll
air.
I'll just be flapping in the breeze.
Yeah. This is a different David.
Hey, David.
Hey, David. Hey, I love you, man.
David from Staten Island.
Of course, I recognize David from Staten Island. Yeah, from Staten Island, old pal. You know, David, this is not no BS. I was just about to call you. I missed you, brother.
I think somebody's trying to grease the hands here a little or something.
I am trying to grease the hands. I'm not going to lie to you, David.
Come on, David. Do a solid for the 718 area code.
Kenny,
come on, David.
Kenny, you ground the show. Good balance. Andy, best introduction of any song, Land of a Thousand Dances?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell is that?
Exactly.
Kenny, have a good night. Make it early. The line's busy. Kenny, you're way ahead. One more for Ken.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
718 coming through.
Oh, really?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7-1.
Really? You're kissing their ass by praising their area code?
Well, how are you kissing their ass?
I got to get better at it.
you're not very good.
What a great area code you have. There's a pickup line for you.
There's a guy
who's getting laid left and right. Hey, love that area code of yours. 201-209-9368.
I've always wondered what a 917 person would really be like.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hey, this is Nick from Garfield again. Love the show.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Hey, Nick. How are you doing, brother? Great to hear from you, brother.
Uber score is still down. Listen, I honestly think Ken should go home early tonight. He's had a long day.
No.
Yeah, I'm heading into hour number 12 here.
It takes Ken about 11 hours to warm up.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, this is bad news. Wait, how could this happen so quickly?
6, 7, 8.
This is like...
I only need 7 more.
This is like rolling up the...
Oh, this is great. Board. I was
201, thinking... 201-209-9368. Listen, guys, Listen, guys, I give and I give. I'm sure you've wondered, hey, it's holiday season. Christmas is coming up. How can I thank Uncle Andy for all the work he's done all year? This is how. Now you know how. This is a gift you can give. It will cost you nothing. 201-209-9368. Andy, take the rest of the night off. That's all I need to hear.
Once one of us has 15 people saying that, they're out the door. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh. I think they were calling for me.
I don't know about that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Andy, brother.
Yeah, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for
it's
calling.
It's been a long day for you, brother, I bet. But for the sake of your kids, I think you should stay on the air. They need time away from you.
Great. What's your name?
Nick from Springfield.
Oh, another Nick.
Nick from Bloomfield. Okay, great. Thank you, Nick.
Springfield.
Springfield. Right, Nick from Springfield. Thank you.
Some shows have no Knicks listening. We've got Knicks coming at our butt.
That's not a very nice thing to say about the Knicks. I like the Knicks.
Oh, shut up. Please shut up.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Brendan from Boston.
Brendan.
Hey, Brendan.
Brendan, can I put you in my column? I'd really love to go home early tonight.
Look, Uncle Andy.
Oh, no.
Thanks. Uncle Andy, take the night off.
Yes, oh. That's exactly how you do it. Brendan, God bless you. You know, I have a neighbor who's very devout, a very devout Christian woman. I'm going to ask her to pray for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
So that's done. That's just something I can do for my listeners. Anyone that wants to go in my column, they get a little prayer circle coverage this week. It's the least I can do. 201-209-9368. That's how I thank my friend.
Thanks, Brendan.
I put in a good word through my neighbor to God.
But wait a second. Doing? You're saying she lives in your town?
Yeah.
Impossible. It's impossible.
Why? There's no one.
There's no goys in your town.
No, there's no. Actually, our town is relatively Jew free.
Really?
Oh, sure. They have a big sign. I don't know, on the highway.
Oh, I've seen that sign.
Yeah, Madison. Yeah. Almost Jew free since '93.
Hi, you're on the air.
When the goyim in my town, see me on the street, they make a wish. Hey, thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, brother. How are you? I knew you'd call. Hoping you'd call. 201-209-9368. Jeff, can I put you in my column? Would you like me to go home early? Can you send me home early?
Andy,
yes.
You can go home early.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly. Oh, what a comeback. This is so exciting.
Thanks,
Look, here
Jeff.
We are. We're in the third quarter. We're down 2 touchdowns, but we're coming back. We're marching down the field.
The score is 9-3 now.
201-209-9368.
I only need 6 more people.
Show the man. Show the station manager that we're not going to take it.
6 more people.
We're pushing back.
And then Andy has to fill the rest of the hour by himself.
You don't want me filling
the rest of the hour. He's never done that. He has never once done that. He doesn't know how to play any music. He doesn't know how to put a call on the
That's your selling strategy?
Yeah.
That I'm going to flounder?
You've heard train wrecks. You're never going to hear a train wreck like what's about to come if I get 6 more calls telling me to go home early.
I'll be sitting on the air. You'll have a very, very bitter, a very angry and very bitter DJ on the air.
That's going to be great radio.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Please shut up.
Hi, this is Jim from Montgomery, New York.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Jim, can I put you in my column?
After his performance as station manager Ken on as station manager Krampus on Saturday that I saw,
yeah,
I think Ken should take the rest of the night off.
No,
thank you, Jim.
Jim, no.
Oh, thanks for coming out for Krampus night too.
Great.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, enjoy.
Yeah, see, I put on a little show for people Saturday night.
Yeah.
Dressed up as Krampus.
Yeah, Saturday night. What was I doing? Oh yeah, I was fighting intolerance. I was back home fighting intolerance.
Oh, my God. You were wearing your Captain Tolerance costume?
Yeah, I saw some intolerant.
And everything?
I saw some intolerant people on Main Street.
I wish
I could have been there doing your little show, doing your little song and dance, your little Mickey Mouse theater.
How's your Captain Tolerance costume holding up?
Good. I'm doing fine, thank you. I think I helped out a little bit on Saturday night. What were you doing Saturday night? Putting on a little show for the people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
War on Christmas. War on Christmas show.
Uh-huh.
Trying to put down Christmas.
Yeah. That's sad, Ken.
Yeah.
Instead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, pal. How are you? Thanks for calling. Can I put you in my column?
You definitely can because of that racist Scottish stamp escapade. You definitely can go home early.
I don't know what you're referring to, but I love it.
Remember when you made the Scottish people hang on the line, all the McGowans, for the stamps?
The stamps.
That's right. Yeah, you were playing up the old Scrooge McDuck line.
I don't remember.
All I remember is I actually got complaints from Scottish people.
Oh, then I've done my job.
The next day. What's your name?
My name's Nick from Kearney.
Nick from Kearney.
There
okay.
you go. We do have him coming out the butt. Thanks, brother. Nick from Kearney. That's the best Nick there is. We've had a few Nicks calling, but I like Nick from Kearney.
No,
the
I think
best.
Nick from Garfield and Nick from Springfield.
201-209-9368. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 people that want to send me home early.
I only need 5 more people.
I only need 3 more people.
No, you need 11 more.
I have to get the 15.
You need 11.
I have 4.
Come on, people. I need 5 more people telling me to go home early.
Wait,
and then I'm going to spend 3 minutes giving Andy a little tutorial on how to operate the equipment.
I may or may not be listening.
And then I'm gone.
I may not be paying much attention.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show, and I love you. Before you say anything...
Hi, it's Jerry from PPAC. I say Uncle Andy goes home.
Yeah, Jerry. Thanks very much.
Jerry from PPAC.
I love you.
Oh, man.
I love you. Hey, I'm going to make sure my neighbor includes you in her prayers. You're covered, Jerry. You're covered this year.
How about this? Even if you've already voted for me.
No.
Call again.
No.
To prevent people from voting for Andy.
Oh, that's just. Okay, then I can't play then.
Hi, you're on the air.
You can't lock up the phone. 201-209.
Oh, are you doing a dial tone? Is that what you're doing?
Is this the PMS hotline?
Yes, it is.
Hey, that's so funny. I love your dial tone impression. This is Andy speaking, by the way. Love your dial tone impression. Hey, your PMS gag? Hysterical.
Yes. Hysterical. No, it's not a gag, but...
And perfectly delivered. What's your name, honey?
Nellie.
Hi, Nellie.
Hey, Nellie, who do you want?
Hi, Ken.
Nellie, can I go home early, please? It's up to you.
I think I'm going to vote for you, even though you were kind of weird to me when I saw you recently.
Me?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, he was so weird.
You know what it was? I just heard there was a death in my family that day before, and I was still kind of getting over it.
No, Nellie, if you tell me to go home, then you get to spend
no, no.
Andy has to do the rest of the show
Nellie,
by himself.
Nellie, I so appreciate that, and I will not forget this. Thank you, Nellie. Thank you for
your
vote.
Well, I want to vote for Andy, but when I saw him... at the comedy show, he was really, really weird.
Yeah, really.
Well, Nellie, I was just getting over...
Creepy weird.
Well, you know what it was?
It was creepy weird.
It was the anniversary of my father's death. Pancreatic cancer. Died at the age of 52.
So, Nellie, give us your vote. Who gets to go home early?
Has anyone voted for Andy yet?
Yeah.
No, very few.
Andy's got a lot of votes.
No, but not enough, and I'm really behind. I could really use it, Nellie.
Well, since Ken never answers emails, I think I'll vote for Andy.
That's how you do it. I love you. You know what? A lot of people throw the word love around kind of lightly, but I'm saying it, and from the heart, I love you.
Okay.
Thanks
one,
for nothing, Nellie.
3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going home early. I'm on a roll.
Andy's catching up, people.
I am so happy. I'm so excited. 201-209-9368.
Listen to the magic Andy's bringing to the airwaves. He could be doing this for the rest of the hour.
I miss my kids, they miss me. Oh, you can almost hear them crying.
Hi, you're on the air.
Dad, you're never home for dinner. Kids, I'm trying to get home for dinner. It's up to the listeners.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole, I was just about to call you. I miss you so much. How are you?
I'm great.
How was your day? I've been thinking about you all day.
I'm going to vote for Ken.
No!
All right, Nicole. No. Thank you. Because this way Andy can spend the rest of the hour making love noises.
No, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
Broke my heart. Hold on. How many? Wait. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
you
8.
You have 6.
9, 10, 11. You have 11.
Yeah, I have 11.
I have 6. Come on, people.
Okay, come on. We're getting close, 209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, long-time listener.
Yes,
hey, what's your name?
Good to see you. Yes, good to hear from you.
Hey, Andy, I got an opinion. I don't think you're going to like it.
No. Wait, please reconsider.
$20 in my PayPal can change that.
Ooh, he's willing to buy your vote.
$20. Oh,
but you'd have to give your email address over the air. And then everybody would be spamming you like crazy.
What, is your PayPal the same as your email?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
But $20.
What's your name?
This is Matt in Bloomfield.
Matt in Bloomfield, okay.
Oh, wait, $20. Wait, hold on. Because this would be vote number 12. If I had a chance of winning, let me do this calculation. Hold on. I have to factor in how cheap I am just by nature.
Yeah, this vote could be yours.
$20.
All right, I'm going to take another call.
No. Hold on. Wait, this is actually, this guy hit the right number. It's exactly
the
number.
I think if he had said $22.
Wait, $20 to get this vote. I think I'll do, wait, that would give me how many?
How are you going to get him the money?
I'll send him the money.
He's going to have to announce his email address over the air.
So what?
Is he willing to do that?
Who's listening? What the hell are you talking about? What's the downside to this? Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This would be my 7th vote?
Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have 11?
Yep.
For $20?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. If you give me your email account, I'll have Johnny send you $20 tomorrow.
Okay, I'll email the station.
Well, no, Ken won't forward it to me. That's the problem.
Yeah, I will not forward it to him. Either you or Andy have to announce your email address over the air.
Well, I'll give my PayPal account.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's uncleandytoys@gmail.com.
Oh, fair enough.
But wait, but I can't, but that isn't that, so if you,
well, Johnny's going to have to check the email account.
Well, uncleandytoys@gmail.com. That's my PayPal, and it's also an email.
Right, uncleandytoys.
Well, yeah, Uncle Andy Toys. Yeah, send me your email.
Uncleandytoys.
Okay, so I
and
have
what,
your...
And what's your name?
This is Matt in Bloomfield.
Matt in Bloomfield. Okay, Matt.
I'm taking it. Wait, hold on. I'm making a note. I'm good for $20 if you send me your email.
See, this is what okay. Andy does. Andy always buys his way out.
It's the Michael Bloomfield School of DJing.
Hi, you're on the air. Come on, be number 12.
4, 5, 6, 7. Be number 8 for Andy. And for my, not just for me, it's for my kids.
Hi, you're on the air.
Little Evan and little Molly.
Hey, who's this?
This is Tim in Tennessee.
Hey, Tim, I was just about to call you.
No, what a lie. It's a lie.
This is the guy I was telling you about. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well.
How was your day? I've been thinking about you all day.
Yeah, Ken, so, you don't have any James Taylor CDs hanging around there, do you?
We do. We actually have quite a bit of James Taylor in the library. Yeah,
would Andy be able to cue them up?
Yeah, I could do that for you.
I think he could, yeah.
Then we better send Andy home early.
No, you want to send me home early so that Andy can play the James Taylor.
He doesn't want to hear James Taylor.
No,
thank you, Tim.
And Andy home
okay,
early,
that's
so
it. That's another. I love you, Tim.
Oh,
fantastic.
Man, he played me like a fiddle,
One,
that
two,
guy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was 8. This is so
and I
exciting.
I have 11. All I need is 4 more.
This is a comeback.
I just need
all
4
I need
more
is,
people.
All I need is 2 more.
No, you
to
don't.
Get to 10.
Oh, to get to 10.
Yeah.
If I get 4 more people telling me to go home early, Andy has to finish the show
if
by
I
himself.
Wait, how many more do I need? 7?
You need a lot.
I need 7.
You need like 20 more.
If I get 7, to get to 15, if I get 7 more, I get to go home early. I will be so appreciative to not just the people that called the 15, but to all my listeners. And you'll hear it for the rest of the year and then into next year. You'll hear it in my voice. I have this bounce in my step.
You're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
I don't know what this is about, but I'm pro Kent.
What's your name?
Brian from Arlington.
No, wait.
Hey,
Brian. So, Brian, you want Ken to stay on the air all for the whole hour,
no,
right?
No. Brian wants to send me home early.
No, he's pro-Ken.
He wants to send me home early.
No, you didn't hear what he...
I want Andy on the air.
There we go.
No,
Brian from Arlington.
No, Brian.
All right, 12 votes. We need 3 more. 3 more, folks. 201-209-9368.
No, you don't want me on the air alone. This is a nightmare. 201-209-9368. People, please. I ask for nothing. I've never asked for anything. I come every year, every week, an hour each way. Ken does
come
nothing.
What do you mean you ask for nothing?
I ask for nothing.
You win when you're gambling all the time.
Yeah.
You win. I want to hear you talk about gambling for an hour.
Yeah, there you go. What's your name?
Ken, are you the guy I'm always sending links to for free records?
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, he answers emails. He's doing all this extra work at the station.
Unlike what Nelly said, I do answer emails.
I'm going to start answering emails starting now. You've changed my life. What is your name? What is your name, caller?
Dave from Fairfield, New Jersey.
Dave,
how are you guys tonight?
Dave, Dave's in my column.
No, Dave, if I can put you in my column, I will have reappraised my entire life, my approach to my fans and my approach to my show. You will
have
single-handed.
I don't get to hear you talk about gambling for an hour.
Exactly.
By yourself.
I don't.
And struggling. And tell us how you're winning and you're guaranteed
yeah,
win.
The Martingale system. The Martingale system that bankrupted his family. Thank you, Dave.
I'd like to be able to go. I'd like to be able to go home and apologize to my family.
I need two
if
more.
If you would let me.
Two. We are so close.
We are so close.
So close.
People, you can do this now. You can turn this around. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don't do this.
You're hey, on. Ken, take the night off.
Oh, no, thank you. What's
no,
your name?
No.
This is Spike from East Orange.
Spike from East Orange, our old hometown. Wow, thank you, Spike.
You can go to hell, Spike. You're
right.
Going to have one bitter, bitter DJ on the air.
It's point game. It's point game.
Really? The
yeah,
next
I have,
call?
I have 14.
How many do I have? Do I have 14?
No.
Do I have 14?
4, 5, 6, 7. You have 8.
Okay, so I have to run the table. Right? I need 7 in a row.
Yeah.
Watch what happens.
Okay.
Watch this, Ken.
Okay.
You're about to witness the comeback of the year.
This is the Martingale system at work. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here comes Andy's call number 1.
You're on the air.
7 in a row. Thanks for calling. You love
Hi
the
there.
Show. Hi,
Ken.
Hi.
Go home.
All right! Yes! Yes, what's your name?
Jeff from Jersey City.
Jeff from JC. Thank you, Jeff. All right. So I just got my 15 votes. Andy has to do the rest of the show by himself. Okay, Andy, here's how it works. I'm just going to show you. Here's our theme song. Okay. That comes up on DAW1. Yeah, that comes up on DAW1.
What are you talking
over
about?
Here.
DAW what?
DAW1.
What does that mean?
Digital Audio Workstation.
Yeah, good luck with that. What do I do? How do I do that?
Do you want to move over to my microphone or do you want to stay where you are? Because if you
are
move
you really,
over,
are you really leaving me?
Yeah, because if you move over to my microphone, then you can actually take calls.
I can't take calls.
You're not going to take calls?
Well, I don't know how.
Well, I'll show you how.
Ken, I've only been here 30 years.
I'll show you quickly.
No reason to expect me to know all this.
But the question is, do you want to move over to my mic or do you want to stay
I
over
guess
there?
I better move over.
Yeah, okay. So then this is your mic. It says, look at that. It's already marked. It says your mic.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then you'll turn this mic down.
Yeah.
Because that's the mic you're on here.
I understand. Okay. That I can do.
Now, when calls come in.
Well, I'm going to take calls. Should I make notes here?
When calls come in, it looks like that.
Yeah.
And then you just hit the air button. That's
yeah.
it. And then there they are. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Nick.
Hey, well, Nick, you're our demo. You're our demo listener, just teaching Andy how to take calls.
But this
here.
Is a post-game call.
Yeah.
The game, the contest
who
is
Who
won?
I was on. I was waiting.
I'm going home early. I'm just being a nice guy by letting
Andy.
Who
would you have voted for?
Well, I guess I would have voted for Andy, but now that it's already settled, I'll just vote for Ken.
Really sure. Dominated. Why not join the winning
and then,
team?
And then, Andy, when you want to hang up on the person, you just hit the drop button. Simple as that. There you go. Okay? Are you all set?
No.
I didn't even have to put a single post-it out.
What's the volume? What's the volume of the calls? It's this
and
one?
I have it at the max. Cause
and then how do I play the theme song?
You're going to double click. You're going to have to use the mouse and double click where it says that Friends of Don Quixote, and then bring it up over here on DAW.
Why can't you bring it up now?
Let's just make sure it works. Yeah, there it is. It works. Okay.
And then what do I have to say? The legal ID?
Yeah, the legal ID is written up there.
Can I juxtapose and mix up some of the letters? And
no can do. All right, Andy, have a great time. I'm going home early.
Are you really going home?
Yeah.
Are you really doing this?
I'm doing it. Oh, I got to sign the log. I'll do that for you.
Okay, I'm going to slide over.
You were so entertaining before. Just keep it up.
Oh, shut up. I kind of know. I can't wait for you to leave, to be honest. Fine, he's still here. He's signing something. What the hell are you signing? Do you do that every week?
Yeah, the logs.
Well, how come I've never signed a log?
Don't know.
Isn't it my show?
Have fun. I'm taking
so I'm talking. I'm talking to the listeners.
See you later.
That screwed me over. He really left. I'm really here alone. I've never been here alone. I've been 30 years on the air here. Let me ask you listeners something. You guys like Jackson Browne? For Every Man, you know that album, For Every Man? Well, if you don't know it, you're going to know it soon. I think side one is like 17 minutes. That'll get me all the way to second. Wait, but how do I get the album? It's all the way. How do I play that album? It's in the record library. I'd have to go to the record library. Is it alphabetical? Where does the alphabet start, on this end or that end? I guess that would be easy to discern. All right. But wait, when I run to the record library to find Jackson Browne, there'll be dead air. Oh, no. Wait. Hold on. I could put a call on the air, and the caller can talk while I'm locating Jackson Browne. Should I try that? Did Ken really leave? All right, I'm going to try to put a call on the air. Brace yourselves. I've never done this. I don't know what's going to happen. If you're operating heavy machinery or driving in your car, I would recommend pulling over right now. Okay, here we go. Dear God. Hang on. Hello?
Hello, hi.
You were on the radio.
Yes, hi, how you doing? Buck up, little buckaroo, you can do it. I got faith in you.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Listen, I need someone...
I mean, it's kind of weird because I waited all week for you guys. You guys are a team. I was going to vote for neither one of you to go home.
Hey, you know what just occurs to me? It sounds like you're a real fan. It sounds like you really appreciate the work.
I am a fan.
The work that I do every week. You know,
I do.
You know what just occurred to me? And I wonder if this will strike a chord with you. Every year, about Christmas time, about the holiday season, I think about the people in my life that I am appreciative for, that I am grateful for. And I tip them. I give them a little money every year. The doorman, the trash collector, the mailman. And, yeah. You know, if I had a favorite DJ, if I had a favorite show, and I knew that he volunteered every week, he didn't do it for money. In fact, if I knew it cost him money, you know, I pay tolls every week to get to the show. There's wear and tear on my car. There's gas expenses. You know what I would do if I was a listener?
What?
I would ask for that DJ's PayPal account, and I would tip him. I would give him a little tip. Yeah, I would send him a little something, a little way to say thank you. That's what I would do. I'm just speaking for myself. I can't legally ask for tips because I'm sure there's regulations against it. But I'm just mentioning that's what I would do. If I was a fan of a show. And what do you think about that, caller?
I think everybody else should do that, yes.
Everybody else except you? Is that what
except
you're suggesting?
Me, because I feel like I got ripped off because Ken left. And the show is great. I love the show. It works great with you guys. It's so funny, man.
Well, you know, one way to show it, it's easy to say that you love the show. That's, you know, words are cheap. It's easy to say to the doorman, thank you, I had a great year, or the mailman, thank you very much. But you know what's means a little more to these guys?
Right.
Is a little gelt, is a little money.
That's right.
Changing hands. Right? You know, 'tis the season. Now, tips are never expected, I should say that, but they're always appreciated.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you my PayPal account. It's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. And anybody that wants to send me a little tip or send me a little thank you, it truly is appreciated. Tips.
Right. UncleAndyToys@gmail.com.
Yeah, that would be really appreciated. I know that if I had a favorite show and I looked forward to it all week and I knew that the guys really put...
We should all chip in, right?
I think a couple bucks from you and other listeners, it would go far. It would mean a lot to me. Now I'm gonna
especially the ones that sent Ken home, right?
Exactly. I'm gonna say thank you. I'm gonna try to figure out how to hang up on you. Hold on.
All right. You don't have to figure out. I'm gonna hang up on you.
Oh dear God.
See you later. Good luck.
Oh wait. Oh, there's a button here that says drop. Let's see if it works. Oh wait. I dropped all the calls. Hold on. There were other calls on hold. Oh, boy. Oh, no, the phone bank just cleared out. I screwed that up. 201-209-9368. If you were on hold, I apologize. Maybe you were calling to ask for my PayPal account. It's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. As I said, tips are never expected. I'm not asking for a tip, and it's certainly not, my work here is not conditional on getting tips. I will happily be back next week and all next year. So it's not a threat of any kind. But if you're looking for a way to say thanks, Andy, and also as a secondary perk to all this, it truly would piss off Ken. He's driving home right now listening, and I know he'd be furious. His head is probably exploding. Again, it's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. If you're thinking of tipping your DJ, you tip your doorman, right? You tip your mailman. You tip your teachers, or you could buy them little holiday gifts. It's a revered tradition. It's a sacred tradition, in my opinion. No one's ever thought to tip their favorite DJs, but maybe it's time to reconsider. Now, I'm going to put a call on the air. Again, that's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Tips are never expected. I want to make that clear, but they're always appreciated. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
I'm
it truly
you
is.
Lost, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. No, I don't mind. I'm just here talking about what I think is a noble tradition is tipping people that you appreciate, showing that you appreciate them this time of year. Are you tipping anyone in your life this year? Do you have a trash collector or a mailman in your life that you'll be tipping?
Tipping? No, suppose not.
Huh, what if you had a favorite, this is just off the top of my head, just hypothetically, a favorite disc jockey, a favorite radio show? Someone that you've truly enjoyed listening to every week. Do you think you might consider tipping them?
Is that like a donation in this case?
It wouldn't be a donation. No, no, no. This would be just between two consensual adults, between you and me, just you saying, thank you, Andy. Thank you, Andy, for your effort all year. No, this is not going to the station. I can guarantee you it's not going to the station if that's an incentive you're looking for. This station is just rolling in dough. It doesn't need any more money. 201-209-9368. I only mention it because, you know, there is a toll road every week that I travel. There's gas, of course, wear and tear on the car. Occasionally I have to park here. Ken sold the parking lot out from under us. 201-209-9368. Thank you in advance for tipping. UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's my toy company. I'm going to figure out how to drop you now.
All right. Bye, Andy.
Bye. Okay. And now I dropped one call. Oh, I successfully dropped one call. Hey, we're talking about whether or not it's appropriate to tip your favorite disc jockeys. That's our topic for today. I know it's a little unorthodox. I know you've never thought about it, but this is a volunteer station. I do volunteer my time, and if you're listening to me every week, it might be something you want to consider. And if it is something you want to consider, you can send me a couple bucks at UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. And again, I absolutely guarantee none of it will be going to the station. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks very much for calling, and thanks for your in advance for your very generous tip. I don't know what to do. Wait, I know you're there, but you're not responding.
Oh, hi.
Hey, hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Hey, listen to me, I'm going solo here.
Oh, that's really cool.
Hey, do you think it's appropriate to, I know you tip your, you give teachers gifts at the end of the year, you often gift mailmen and doormen, right?
Yeah.
But what do you think about your favorite disc jockey? You listen to the show every week. You know, I'm in the hole every week. I spend money every week to do this show. I volunteer. What's your opinion?
I don't know.
Exactly. I agree with you. It's long overdue. Hey, if you wanted to tip me, you have a PayPal account?
No.
Do your parents have a PayPal account?
Maybe.
Do you stay up later than your parents on ever? Then you can pull this
sometimes.
Off. You can pull this off. You can just get hold of their iPhone or open their computer and make this happen.
Okay, I will definitely steal money from my parents and give it to...
No. It will be to UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Tips are always appreciated, never expected. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you.
Okay, I love you. Hey, we're talking about, it's a new tradition, it's a new holiday tradition. I think it's over the course of the year. It's finding a way to say thank you to them at the end of the year. That's our topic for today, and we're going to take the next call. Hey, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Talking to you, I think. Oh, I guess I'm not. Wait, now I have to drop you. Oh, if I screwed this up, I apologize. Call back. Dear God. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Hey, we're talking about tipping WFMU DJs, your favorite DJs. I don't know anybody else's PayPal account, but I know mine. It's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your very, very generous and very thoughtful tip. They're always appreciated. They're never expected. Hey, thanks very much. Oh, sorry. I hung up on you. Line one, I just hung up on you. Just hit redial. Hey, honey, I'm coming home with a little extra money.
So everybody lost. So Ken gave you the show?
Yeah.
It's like giving the keys to a 13-year-old. Here.
A 13-year-old? A 13-year-old that has volunteered his time all year. You bring up a very interesting point, honey.
You should not get tips.
Why not? You tip.
For you.
Well, oh, no. Listen to you. You've never not tipped anyone. I know. I can't wait to take you to Japan, honey, where there's no tipping tradition. Your head will explode.
I heard you try to extort money from that kid. That's not right.
The kid is a big fan of mine, and the kid was looking for a way to thank me.
To extort, like, to steal money from his
parents? To express his gratitude. I know his parents will.
Can Molly and Evan steal money from you to give Ken a tip?
Oh, no. That's something I don't think would work.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to be tipping Ken, honey. The whole system would be... out of whack. Just K-wire. Ken is here anyway. I'm driving an hour each way.
So this is what the show's come to, because you lost. You couldn't get 15 people to vote for you.
It's called making lemonade, baby.
You know.
Ken serve me up a big bowl of lemons. And look at me. Look at me, baby.
You know, we couldn't get through. The lines were...
Well, they're either tied up or I'm screwing up here.
For voting.
Oh, I can't even imagine how the kids would have voted.
Oh no, they weren't voting for you. I know. I can't wait to come home, and they're like, no.
Thank you, Beth. Thank
as
you.
A joke. As
yeah.
a joke.
I know.
Joke.
As a joke.
It's a joke.
Hey, honey. Guess what? We're making a little extra holiday guilt this year.
Oh, it's terrible.
Because my listeners want to show their listeners are so grateful.
And okay. See who's tipping you.
I love you. Okay.
Okay, I love you too.
Bye-bye. I don't know how to hang up. Wait. Drop. Here we go. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Hello?
Hi, thanks very much. And thank you. I appreciate in advance. I appreciate your very generous tip. Tips.
Yeah, you're trying to get some extra money in your pocket, I see.
Tips are never expected, but they're truly appreciated. You know, I volunteer here every week. I'm here for you every week. And
I got something to say about that, because I get that you're trying to get some extra money in your pocket. And I'm going to say to you, I assume you're taking the turnpike up to work here.
Yeah.
Take 1 and 9. That's open. You'll save that toll money. Stop talking about it on air.
I believe there's a little construction on 109. I believe it would add 6 minutes to my commute.
I'll tell you what, I take it all the time, and I jump over the barrier illegally, and I'm right on that thing, and I'm going.
It's a good note. I'm gonna make a note. Oh wait, I see we have other calls. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. There's a guy that is trying to find a loophole. I am alone here. Ken left early. He must be driving home. He must already be halfway home. If you're listening, Ken, I already miss you, buddy. I never truly appreciated you until this moment. But we do have a topic, and I'd love to stay on topic. We're talking about whether or not it's appropriate to tip on-air DJs that you listen to all year as a way to say thank you, especially the DJ that is not paid, the DJ that volunteers, the DJ that drives an hour each way every Wednesday. And I do it for you. And if you're looking for a way to say thank you, you can tip me. I'm at UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's my PayPal account. And we're going to, oh, look at the phone bank. It is full. Hey, thanks very much for calling. You love the show.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up? Exactly. Well put, my
Yo,
friend.
Andy, how you doing, man?
I'm living a dream. Hey, thank you. I have to legally point that out.
Best believe. Yo, you know who this is?
No.
Yo, it's your boy Danger.
Oh, wait, it's my boy Danger. Oh, yeah, that rings a bell. I usually depend on Ken, too, to give me a little wink when it's a regular caller. But Danger.
Welcome.
Danger.
Welcome to Danger Zone.
Oh, that, okay. That's what we call the show. That's what we call the calls whenever Danger's on the phone. The Danger Zone. Hey, Danger.
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
Danger, are you a big tipper? You take a taxi ride. You're at a restaurant. You're good for 20%, right?
Oh, man, I'm all tipped out.
You're all tipped out. But you're kind of taking advantage of me then a little bit. If you're at a restaurant, do you say to the waitress you're all tipped out?
You know what? Yeah.
Do you write that on the bill when your waitress gives you your bill?
You're pulling on my heartstrings, man.
Exactly. Well, thanks very much. Hey, if you do change your mind, if you grow a conscience, you can send me a couple bucks. It's Andy. Wait. What is it? It's
Andy Toys.
Wait. I already. It's Andy at Uncle Andy Toys. No, it's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's what it is. Uncle Andy Toys. That's my toy company. Oh, my God.
I'm going to send some bills your way.
I'm an idiot. Okay, thanks very much, man. Okay. Hey, I'm at 201-209-9368. Our topic tonight, approved of. That's what makes it so, so, so sweet. We're talking about tipping your favorite DJs, sending them a little holiday thank you. I'm at 201-209-9368, and my email is UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's my PayPal account. Thank you in advance. Hey, I should get my phone out and see if anyone's tipped me at all. That would be so amazing. If I could turn Ken, see if anyone has done. How do I check this? Wait, if I just open my, I don't even know how to check it. Dear God, I'm an idiot. I'm helpless. No one. Could that be true? No one. I've been asking for tips for 20 minutes. Could this be true? I've struck out here. Wait. Oh, my God. I'm just spinning my wheels. You ungrateful bastards. All of you. I give and I give. You just take and take and take every week. No one is sending me any money. No one is saying thank you. I'm at UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Oh, my God. How could I be shut out here? All right, I'm taking another call. Hey, thanks for calling, I think. It's easy to say thank you for your service when you're in a restaurant, but
it
no.
It is easy.
Yeah, but there's a tradition.
I like how easy it is.
I know, but there's a tradition involved. You tip your waitress. You tip your waiter. You tip your Uber driver.
Listen, Andy, forget all that. Ken's not there. I want to get some dirt here. I want to talk about Ken.
Yeah.
Why is he such a control freak? Why is he such a monster?
Well,
he lays down the law, doesn't he?
If you're really asking, if you're serious and you're really asking, you know, like psychologically to get to the bottom, Ken doesn't like himself very much, is the bottom line. Ken is miserable, and he wants everyone else to be miserable. He wants his co-host to be miserable, and he wants his staff to be miserable and his volunteers to be miserable. And I think what's even sadder is he wants his listeners to be miserable. You've seen you've heard the music he plays. You've seen the playlist.
That's a good explanation.
Oh, no. It really is. It's a sickness, and you can't get mad at him, just like you can't get mad at anyone that has a disease. It's just an illness.
Well, he has the luxury of being able to go home and say, you know, I'm average. I'm miserable like everyone else. I'm normal.
Well, I don't know what he says to himself. I know it wouldn't surprise me if he has no mirrors in his house, to be honest with you. I think he has a hard time.
I think he's sold the mirrors for drugs.
Yeah, probably has sold the mirrors for drugs. But thanks very much for calling. I've truly enjoyed trying to strip mine Ken's psyche with you. Thank you very much. Okay. Hey, we're talking about tipping your favorite DJs. For example, if you wanted to tip me, I'm at UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. I know it's a little unorthodox, but it's a new tradition and one I'd like to see take hold here. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well, my favorite DJ just went home late.
Oh, no. Oh, you're breaking my heart. Wait, no one contributing any money?
Hey, do you want to make Ken angry?
Well, yeah, wait, hold on. I think there's something here. No. No. Oh, my God. I can't believe I have zero money. Yeah. How do I make Ken angry?
All right, you should come up with a list of the 7 dirty words that you can say on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. You mean the borderline, the gray area words.
Yeah, maybe have the callers call in and decide what words should be on the air.
I think I have found my own way to make Ken angry. We're talking about tipping me and saying thank you, Andy, for all your hard work, your volunteer work for free. I've worked all year. I know somebody that does an errand for you or a chore for you or a favor for you every week. I know you would tip them if you met them in real life. Here's the way you could tip me through PayPal. It's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Tips are always appreciated. They're never expected. Thanks for calling. Hey, we're talking about tipping your DJs this holiday season. Thanks for calling.
Yes. I'm curious about when I'm going to find my little Diablo.
Oh, great question. They are. I just asked the manufacturer this week. They are on their way. They have been manufactured, and now it's, I guess they're being packaged and put on a boat. I don't think.
A boat from where?
A boat from Hong Kong. I think. I don't think they're late yet. I can't remember. I think we said they're a January delivery, if I recall. But thank you for your support there. Hey, and while you're,
I mean, that's why. So I gave you money, for that.
And you'll get
you're asking for money now.
Well, wait, but your doll's not laid. You'll get your doll.
I know, but can you give me some money? Because you're asking for money.
Well, but what have you done for me? I'm sending you a doll. That's a transaction. That's a quid pro quo right there.
Yeah. But I contributed to your funds. Can you contribute to my funds?
I don't,
which contributed to your funds.
Wait, we have a terrible connection. You got to call. Hey, call back next week when we might have a better connection.
Oh, when Ken can answer and actually run the board.
Yeah, I love you, brother. Thanks for calling.
Take care, okay. Andy.
Well, this holiday tradition has not taken hold yet. What am I doing wrong? Wait, maybe I'm not on PayPal. It's UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Well, somebody just sent the word appreciation. I know my email's working. Oh, wait, hold on. Google Pay. Wait, hold on. Be sure to claim it. Hold on. 69 cents. Somebody tipped me. Somebody sent me a tip. That means the world to me. Thank you, Frank. Thank you. This is the best Christmas ever. God bless us, everyone. Everyone. I'm about to. Hey, thanks very much for stopping by. Can you help me make this transition?
Don't answer the phone.
Okay, I won't answer the phone.
Yeah, just.
I read the legal ID.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever read it backwards?
You could try.
Would that legally nullify it?
I don't know.
Okay.
If you want to get Ken in trouble.
So we are at Igrago Tessi. Yumfura.
Take all the time you need.
Okay. Well, I better read it frontwards. I don't want to get him into some legal trouble. It's WFMU East Orange. That's here, right? And look, we're also in Mount Hope. WFMU in Mount Hope. Oh, my God. It's like a little mini network. And then we're in New York City. Did you know this? And Rockland County.
Rockland County.
At 91.9 FM. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, my God. We're all over. You can't get rid of us. We're like cockroaches. We're like locusts. Okay. And we're also online. Oh, fantastic. If you have one of those internets at WFMU.org. Fantastic.
All right.
And now I'm going to play my theme song. And what are we looking forward to on your show tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
You're gonna You're going to wing it?
I'm phoning it in.
Welcome to my world. Hey, you know what you could do? You could ask for tips.
I think I might do that.
Yeah. Just give your PayPal account. Like I've been giving mine, UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Just a way to say thanks, Andy. Thanks for all your hard work. Ken, I miss you very much, brother. We want to thank Jeremiah, who does our newsletter, Nick the Bard. I think that's it.
That's everybody.
Yeah. Everyone else can just screw off, as far as I'm concerned. I thank four people. That's all I need. Okay, and now I'm going to play the theme song. Hold on,
oh,
wait.
Yeah. So you got to.
I do this. He showed me. Double click on this.
Yeah, I think this has got to go up.
Oh, wait. Is it that one? I think it's this one.
No. That's the
CD.
That's the beginning of my show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So yeah.
Wait, is this it?
Yeah, do it.
Oh,
hey, there it is. Good job. We just did a fist bump.
Wait, I screwed up.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Once I'm in the sack, ain't no turning back. Oh!